Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Live in Love by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. We know how much God loves us, and we've put our trust in his love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. 1 John 4:16. It's hard when the people we love the most in this life disappoint us. It's painful when those people who we trust with our hearts hurt us. It's easy to replay scenes and conversations over and over in our minds, letting anger and frustration stew and steer us. Pride blurs our vision of ourselves and each other, our conversations and all the scenes we replay. In fact, our brains are capable of editing those scenes and conversations dependent upon which alibi we allow ourselves to marinate in. Thoughts can wreak havoc, and our minds are powerful. We can manage to craft a great defense in our minds, but all it does is hold us hostage. Living in love, as John wrote in the verse, releases us from the burden of alibis and stewing over injustice and hurt. The hurt is real, but we don't have to bathe in it. We have the power, through the Holy Spirit living in us through Christ Jesus, to take our minds back by giving the hurt to him. He defends us, purifies us, forgives us, strengthens us, and walks through the hurt with us. But we must give it to him. We must stop fighting and start the process of forgiving, whether an apology comes our way or not. Living in love is redirecting our trust from ourselves to God. He is love. He's the only one capable of piloting the seas and swells of hurt in our lives. We are going to hurt others, and they are going to hurt us. In fact, The closer we get to people, the better chance for bitter hurt. It's a guarantee. Instead of digging our feet in, stubbornly defending our alibis, and building walls around our pride, we can be free. We can let go, look in the mirror, and realize we're all on the same team, fighting the same battle with our sinful selves and loved by the same God who has the power to restore peace despite it all. Let's pray to live in that kind of love. Father, praise you for this day and your purpose for it. This is the day you have made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. God, we know how much you love us, and we've put our trust in your love. You are love, God, and all who live in love live in you, and you in them. Glory to you, the one true triune God, Abba, Father, Jesus, Messiah, Spirit, Counselor. It's through you we find the strength, power, and determination to live in love. When we're tempted to stew and steer our situations, remind us, Holy Spirit, to release our grip on it and give it to you. Help us to be unoffendable, Father. Let us remember the love and forgiveness that you have for all of us. Send your one and only Son, Jesus, to die for our sins to rescue us. And Jesus, thank you for willingly walking to the cross to die so that we may know what it is to live in love. Not just here on earth, but for eternity. Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to abide in us, comforting, counseling, advocating, and helping us through our everyday lives. Teach us what it means to live in love, Lord. Help us to fully accept your love and willingly pass it on to the people you have purposely placed in our lives. Father, let us be quick to apologize wholeheartedly when we've caused hurt. And let us be quick to forgive before we receive an apology. Jesus, we need you. We can't live in love without you. Come into our lives in a fresh, undeniable way today. Heal the deep hurts that we're tempted to hold on to and dig back up. By the power of your Holy Spirit, take those offenses away permanently. Help us to let go of any offenses we're holding on to and rid our hearts of any unforgiveness, preventing us from living in the freedom of your unconditional love. We pray today and every day to live in love, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Found myself on a ledge, three stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Ant. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.